There's a series of TV commercials. They all show two people and a sweet treat. This one features two women with a gallon of punch at a kid's party.
Wow. You don't care what the kids eat, huh?
Excuse me?
That has high fructose corn syrup in it.
And?
You know what they say about it?
Like what?
What she could say is some studies suggest the body has a hard time using high fructose corn syrup and it might contribute more to weight gain than sugar, but the scientific jury is still out. Instead, she says nothing. The commercials have a long pause, then the friend comes to the rescue.
That it's made from corn, it's natural, and like sugar, it's fine in moderation.
Cane and beet sugar producers, like Idaho's Amalgamated Sugar, call this false advertising. A group of them have sued for damages and to block the campaign. The Corn Refiners Association had asked federal regulators for permission to call their product corn sugar. That decision could take years. Meanwhile, sugar producers say the corn folks aren't waiting for permission. At the root of the lawsuit is the word sugar. So let's talk definitions. That's where Boise State University chemistry professor Henry Charlier comes in. Charlier puts his hands behind his bald head and leans back in his desk chair, almost parallel with the floor.
I just looked up in about half a dozen different chemistry textbooks, and I could not find a simple definition for the word sugar.
Sugar is so basic to chemistry, college textbooks don't define it. But Charlier says you can find a passable definition in the dictionary.
A small, simple, crystalline, water-soluble carbohydrate that is sweet to the taste.
That applies to table sugar, or sucrose, the stuff made from Idaho's beets. But when you bite into an ear of corn, you get a mouthful of another sugar, glucose. To get high fructose corn syrup, refiners extract the glucose and bombard it with enzymes that transform it into other sugars until you get a sweet goo.
High fructose corn syrup is about 55% fructose and about 42% glucose, and then the rest is some other sugars.
But it is all sugar.
From a purely scientific point of view, I would say it would be perfectly justified to call corn syrup corn sugar.
Charlier adds a but here. He leans forward in his chair and says, the way we speak is not decided by scientists. He says that's even true for scientists. He points to the paper coffee cup on his desk.
Sugar could mean any number of things in my lab, but when I'm, you know, at Starbucks or wherever, when I say sugar, I'm referring to table sugar.
Charlier says he's glad a judge will decide the issue and not him. The sugar and corn industries are going to court over the use of the word sugar. But not because they're passionate about linguistics. There are billions of dollars at stake. Take the most recent study of the sugar industry in Idaho.
Over 7,000 jobs, and it had a gross sales value of just over $1 billion.
Paul Patterson is an agricultural economist with the University of Idaho. He says even though Idaho has about twice as much land planted in corn as sugar beets, sugar does more to sweeten the state's economy. Most of Idaho's corn, he says, goes right into the belly of cows.
The corn industry in the state of Idaho basically plays a supporting role to the dairy industry.
But nationally, corn is king.
Corn is certainly the 800-pound gorilla when you start looking at agricultural commodities.
That gorilla has muscled its way into the sweetener business over the past 3.5 decades.
I grew up in the Rupert area, and they used to move a lot of the sugar syrup out of the Paul plant in tankers. It went to Coke and Pepsi and the other companies that produced soda. Over that period of years, the sugar was all replaced by the high fructose corn syrup.
Sales of sugar have remained relatively unchanged since the 1970s, about 10,000 tons a year. In that time, sales of high fructose corn syrup have grown from a few hundred tons a year to now, where sales nearly match those of sugar. Still, the issue over whether high fructose corn syrup can be called corn sugar remains. Sugar producers filed their lawsuit to block the corn sugar media ads in April. Meanwhile, the corn refiners have filed a motion to toss the case out. That issue goes before a federal court this morning in Los Angeles. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.